Welcome to another installment of the IG Market Insights podcast. I'm Emma Crosby, and on this week's episode, I'll be exploring what the biggest earnings season stories could mean for investors like you with the help of Joshua Mahoney, a senior market analyst from IG. This podcast is produced by IG in collaboration with CNBC Catalyst, and CNBC News is not involved in the creation of this content. Big week for tech stocks reporting, Joshua. Of course, we've got Netflix and Snap hitting the headlines. What did you make of their results?
Yeah, well, I think that what we've seen here from a tech perspective is that there appears to be a much higher bar because of the fact that we've seen such significant gains throughout recent months on the tech sector. Now it does feel like they not only have to be able to outperform in the current period, but also point towards potential strength for the quarters ahead. And so even if they do manage to beat on, say, revenues and profits, we're actually also seeing quite a lot of skepticism within markets about what the future is going to hold as well.
Yeah, I was really surprised. Both of them posting good results, and yet the market reaction wasn't good. I mean, other companies would be delighted to report these growth numbers, wouldn't they?
Exactly, yeah. And I mean, ultimately, what we're seeing here is very similar to what we saw in terms of economic data around the beginning of this crisis. Markets are quite willing to essentially disregard very poor data because of the idea that in the future, things are going to start looking particularly good. On the tech sector, we've essentially got people disregarding really good numbers because they're questioning whether this is actually going to last or essentially just a flash in the pan.
Let's get your views on Microsoft now, Joshua. In investors' sights, what does the market think of this established tech stock right now?
Thankfully for their shareholders, they've always been able to adjust to what the market actually needs from them. And more recently, that means being able to allow people to work from home and like the use of their cloud software. And so I do think that they're likely to be the kind of company that not only outperforms now, but also probably outperforms in the new world order post-crisis, where you're likely to see more working from home and therefore more reliance on their software.
So let's get your views, Joshua, on how this is all playing out on the markets. The S&P 500, I think, is pretty much back at levels that we saw before the pandemic first hit in March. Is there an appetite, do you think, for this market to move higher?
Yeah, I mean, look, where we were when we'd bottomed out in March and been gaining ground there was a lot more value in the market. Now that we're pretty much back to where we started, but there's still huge question marks over companies throughout the S&P, I think it's going to be harder to find those gains compared to where we were previously. And there's still a lot of big questions to answer about things that could actually trip up the markets going forward. So I think any gains are likely to be relatively short-lived, and we're likely to see a sort of bi-directional volatility going forward.
Yes. Something I'm sure that a lot of people are very worried about. So Joshua, across IG's platforms, what are clients interested in right now?
I mean, ultimately, clients are always just looking for volatility, quite frankly. In the past, it's always been US market led. Now it feels like we're seeing the likes of the DAX coming into prominence. We're also seeing from a sort of company standpoint, pretty much throughout the whole of this crisis, we've actually seen everyone wanting to get in on Tesla. And that really alludes to the volatility that we've seen in that stock. People are also picking up the sort of tech stocks within this more recent week, given the fact that we're seeing those earnings. A lot of it is down to the moves that we're seeing on any given week. More recently, we're seeing these sharp moves in terms of gold and silver and some of those precious metals. And I think it's likely that we are going to continue to see people really follow the volatility. So as we see some of these indices, like the US indices, start to calm down a little bit because there's question marks in either direction, so people almost shift onto those more volatile and more convincing markets. And I think at the moment that could be the DAX.
Well, big tech earnings continue into next week. We've got Apple, Alphabet, Amazon and Facebook all reporting. Joshua, what are you expecting or wanting to hear from them?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think there's a big focus in terms of consumer appetite at the moment. We've also got the likes of eBay and Visa coming into play. So alongside those and Apple and Amazon, I think you do have a big question mark over exactly how much people are consuming throughout this crisis. Alongside that, of course, you've got big question marks about what's happening with Facebook, a lot of companies dropping them, and a lot of people going to be trimming their advertising spend. So certainly that's going to be one of those big stocks to be looking out for the week ahead.
And aside from tech, also really interesting to hear what the likes of Boeing and also what Ford have got to say. Both companies really hit hard by the pandemic. What will investors be looking out for?
Yeah, I mean, both of those are really interesting. Manufacturing has really been hit hard. I think Boeing's a difficult one because ultimately you're talking about a company that is reliant on the airlines, which are heavily under pressure. to want to order new planes. And I don't necessarily think that's going to be happening anytime soon. On the flip side, when we were talking about Ford, you're talking about a company that needs to sell not only cars, but brand new cars. And at a time when people have question marks over their sort of position in the job market and their finances, that's going to be quite difficult.
So no rest for you next week.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be a busy one.
Well, that is all for this week. We're back with new episodes every Thursday throughout earnings season. Subscribe to get them first on your favourite podcast platform or catch up on demand at igmarketinsights.com.
Turn volatility into opportunity this earnings season. With IG, you can trade the moment announcements happen, thanks to our out-of-hours markets on over 70 popular US stocks. Plus, you can invest commission-free in US shares when you open three or more positions per month. Search IG earnings season to find out more. Your capital is at risk. 76% of retail investor accounts lose money when trading CFDs and restricted options with this provider. You should consider whether you can afford to take the risk of losing your money. Deal three or more times in the previous month to qualify for our best commission rates.